أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فجعلهم جذاذا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 58 to ayah 61 of Surah Al-Anbiya. The discussion is about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's da'wat, his invitation to his people towards the oneness and the tawheed and the rububiyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, trying to turn their hearts away from the love and the worship of idols towards the tawheed and the oneness of Allah. In the last verse, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam spoke to a few people in the community and he made it clear that he is going to devise a plan regarding the idols when the people are gone. Ma'alim al-Tanzil has a narration that the people of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam would once a year have a festivity, a day of Eid that comes in certain narrations, and in that they would leave the city, they would leave the town, and they would do whatever they have to do insofar as celebrations are concerned. But then imperatively, on their return, they will go to this temple, to this place where they had their idols, and they will make a sajda, they will prostrate to these idols. So it was on that day that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had decided that the plan that he devised will now take place. His father on the other side, Azar, as we find in the seven Juz of the Quran Sharif, his father, he had invited Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, knowing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's enmity, his bitterness, his hatred for these idols, that he should also come out for festivity. And in Surah Saffat, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's incident is once again narrated. He said, "Inni saqim," that I am ill, I am sick, and hence I will not participate in this festivity of yours. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala leaves those details out here, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the crux of the matter. Allah ta'ala says, "Faja'alahum judhada." Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had broken them up, the idols, into small bits and pieces. In other words, he broke these idols, illa kabiran lahum, except the kabir will mean the biggest of them, biggest either in size or biggest in so far as the honor and the veneration of the people, that they venerated this idol the most. So it could have also been the biggest in size and also in veneration. لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam did this. However, in the way that Allah ta'ala conveyed, there are very many aspects for consideration, so that they would turn towards it or they would turn towards him. Turn towards it means that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam will make it such that now the biggest idol, the most venerated idol, has not been chopped off. It has not been broken in pieces. In certain narrations, he had taken the axe that he had used and placed it onto this big idol. So obviously, it would seem to be now very intriguing that all the other idols are broken. The big one is not broken. Why? So with the axe on its neck, or the axe on it in itself, will now bring about a lot of questions. Could this idol, would this idol have the ability to break the other idols? And now it will stir within them a realization about the helplessness of these idols, and hence the futility of worshipping him. Or alternatively, لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ, that they will turn towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam question him, and he will bring about these facts so that they may understand the futility about worshipping these idols.
قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Those who were not present when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made the statement that he will plot this plan, they began to ask, who had done this to our gods? Certainly that person is a wrongdoer, he is a transgressor. And now their futility had still not come to their mind.
قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ.
Those that heard Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam speak about the futility of worshipping these idols, the illogical sense of worshipping these idols, they began to say that we heard a young boy, and this is another very important lesson for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the youth of this ummah, the youth amongst the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the youth of the people of the past, had played a very important role in inviting people towards Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Allah ta'ala uses this word fatan to show that Ibrahim alayhi salam was not an old, elderly person when he had done this, but he had done this in his youth.
يَذْكُرُهُمْ.
He mentioned and he spoke about these idols. That person has been known and has been called Ibrahim.
قَالُوا فَأْتُ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ.
Now the group of people in the leadership, they said, bring this Ibrahim in front of all the people.
لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ.
So that perhaps the people may see, they may witness, they may question him, and then they can decide on an appropriate punishment, that they will punish this person who is called Ibrahim. And from here again, we learn the very important lesson that as far as Tawheed is concerned, everything needs to be done so that we will make people turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi subhanallah. Walaikum as-salam. La ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.